Dr. Adam Goldstein, you're involved in a very special project, and you're getting ready to leave and do this. Tell everybody what this is all about.
Well, Ron, thank you for asking me. I was very fortunate to be asked to join something called the Israel Ride, which is a ride for what is called Partnership and the Environment in Peace. And I'll be leaving this coming weekend to participate in up to a 450-mile ride from Jerusalem to a lot at the very tip of Israel, right through the desert.
This is a bicycle ride.
It's a bicycle ride. It's not a race, but it's a ride to bring attention to an environmental institute in Israel called Arava, A-R-A-V-A, which is really the valley that separates Israel from Jordan, right through the desert, that really celebrates environmental diversity that's really impressive in Israel and in the desert.
Now, I know that you're doing this because you want to help people, because you're in the business of doing that, and you do a lot of that kind of thing here in our community, but who benefits from this, and what will this accomplish?
Well, this particular ride for the Arava Institute for the Environment, they bring together Palestinian, Arab, and Israeli Jewish youth to work together for graduate and undergraduate degrees on the environment, common issues like wind, water, sustainable and renewable energy, entrepreneurism, in ways that I find brings people together and says, we can work this out. And to me, that was so impressive. And it has how I decided to really challenge myself physically, spiritually, and even economically, because I committed along with two other people from this community, Dr. Stephen Drysdale and Dr. Bob Gutman, to raise $15,000 to support this particular work.
You said physically challenging, and it certainly is. If you're going to ride, how many miles is it again?
I'll be riding up to 80 miles a day. It'll be 85 to 90 degrees in the desert. It's actually quite hilly. I was hoping it was going to be flat, but it's not.
Now, are you used to riding a bike that often? Do you do this on a regular basis?
I have not been what one would call a dedicated biker, but I will say over the last month, I've been taking rides of 10 miles a day and many days on weekends, 40 to 50 miles. So I've really been training pretty hard over the last month.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be exhausting, but if you've got something like this to inspire you, you can do it.
I'm really looking forward to it. And I found that wherever I've been, that people are excited by this idea of coming together for the environment and for peace, and to doing it in a way that celebrates exercise, which, as you know, Ron, I promote every chance I get, prevention, health promotion, and exercise is really one of the hallmarks.
Well, I know that this community right here, Chapel Hill Carborough, is very special to you, and you're involved in a lot of activities in our community. And thank you for branching out and going to the other side of the world and doing something for other people there. And you're really putting yourself on the line here. I'm going to be interested to see how this turns out.
I'll be blogging on our Your Health Radio site about the experience. And if any listeners want to contribute, they Google search Adam Goldstein, Arava, A-R-A-V-A, and Tar Heels. The name of our team is the Tar Heels.
Of course it is.
No surprise there. But we do have Duke and UNC represented.
Ah, great. Well, just not even talking about Duke. Thank you for doing this, and congratulations. You're today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you very much, Ron.